On November 4th, 1995, Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin was assassinated. 20 years later, the director Amos Gitai released an investigative, semi-fictional film about that event. Now he's taken the story a step further, and as WNYC's John Schaefer explains, the new work will have its American premiere at the Lincoln Center Festival.
Amos Gitai's film, Rabin, The Last Day, was an unusual blend of documentary and thriller. His new theater piece, called Yitzhak Rabin, Chronicle of an Assassination, is also a hybrid work. It is a narrative piece, but it's also a meditation on loss and on an opportunity missed.
I think that the assassination of Rabin really decapitated the efforts for peace in a way that we don't see it coming back. And there was a kind of almost a coup d'etat takeover by the right of power after the assassination of Rabin.
Gitai had traveled with Rabin on his historic trips to Cairo and Washington, and his film was a wide-angle look at a subculture of hate in Israel that actually promoted the idea of killing the prime minister. But with the theater piece, he wanted to tell a more intimate, human story, so he based this work on his long conversations with Rabin's widow, Leah Rabin. It tells the story of the day before and the morning of the assassination, but does so through a mix of live narration, projections, music, and even an interpolated scene from Shakespeare's Julius Caesar.
The morning of the assassination, Rabin woke up, and Leah Rabin tells us that he actually, almost like in Julius Caesar, intuitively he didn't want to go. It's really a Shakespearean story. So he said to his wife, I think I have something in my eye. He went to the balcony, he looked to the sky, he said, I think it's going to rain, so they will cancel the demonstration. But it didn't rain. And so he went, and we know what happened after.
On stage, it's Leah Rabin recounting the hours leading up to the assassination, but she is represented by two actresses. In the world premiere at Avignon, one was Israeli and the other Palestinian. For the American premiere on Wednesday night, both actresses will be Israeli. And the music, which can change from one production to another, will include a cantor singing two songs for Yom Kippur, as well as compositions by Bach, which Gitai says is an essential counterpoint to the story being told on stage. It's an approach he had previously taken in the film Rabin, The Last Day.
Too often music is used as an illustrative gadget. And I like in a film that it's an autonomous existence. So it's a dialogue between a form. So you have the film, you have the narrative, the actors and so on. And the music, in a way, helps to interpret, but not to illustrate.
Amos Gitai served in the Yom Kippur War. He was in a helicopter that was shot down by a Syrian missile, which killed his co-pilot. Returning to civilian life, he determined that whatever art he made would also be, as he calls it, a civic act. In a telling moment during this show, one of the actresses reads Oscar Wilde's scathing protest poem, The Ballad of Reading Jail.
Some do the deed with many tears, and some without a sigh. For each man kills the thing he loves, yet each man does not die.
Gitai says that one of the things that most struck him about Yitzhak Rabin was that the man who helped to win all that disputed territory in the Six Days War eventually concluded that returning it was essential to Israel's survival.
So it's a kind of a voyage in time, looking for the memory of this man who was determined and courageous and moderate, all of the three at the same time, but determined in being moderate.
Amos Gitai's theater piece, Yitzhak Rabin, Chronicle of an Assassination, has its American premiere on Wednesday night at Alice Tully Hall. John Schaefer, WNYC News. Thank you.